Five Questions Pointing to the Presence of God by Krishna's Mercy.
Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. Matta smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Vedesh cha sarver aham ev vedyo. Vedant krit vedvid ev chaham.
Quote, I'm seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas am I to be known, indeed I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 15.15.
1. How does the seed know to grow into an avocado?
Have you seen the pit on one of these things? The entrepreneurial-minded have developed special tools that help you open the avocado and remove the pit. That should tell you how difficult the process is. You could probably play games with these things. Baseball for toddlers, or something like that. This is the seed, apparently. It is massive compared to other seeds. I couldn't imagine trying to eat it or even applying the force of a blender on it. Anyway, how does that giant seed know to grow a tree that produces the same avocados? Where is the programming? Why does that seed do anything at all? The final product is completely different from the initial input.
2. How does the sun know where to go in the sky?
Okay, we have the scientific explanation for the different seasons. The reason summer is hot and winter is cold is based on the angle at which the sun hits a certain geographic region. These changes occur on a cycle. That is how you can accurately predict when you can go to the beach and when there might be snow outside. That is fine and dandy, but who programmed the sun to act that way? Who put the sun up there in the first place? If it was a random collision of chemicals, why can't the same chemicals collide today to produce a replica sun? I am not picky in this area. Any kind of sun will do. If it is only local to a single room in a house, like the basement, show me a self-luminous object that requires no outside maintenance and provides a seemingly endless source of energy.
3. How does the newborn know how to eat and drink?
The child has been in this world for a few minutes. They just emerged from the mother's womb. The Asura-like medical practitioners of the modern day are full speed ahead with their plan to inject every chemical they can think of into the newborn. The warnings for those chemicals say that they should not be administered if the patient had a previous allergic reaction. Hello? If the kid is 2 minutes old, how can we tell if they will have an allergic reaction? But anyway, do you notice how the child instinctively knows how to latch onto the mother's breast? It already knows how to eat. It doesn't need to be taught. It is as if they were pre-programmed that way. Who did the programming?
4. How did the trees know to grow leaves?
Winter is approaching. I look out the window and the trees are bare. I see only a sea of branches. A few weeks ago, they were full of leaves. Everyone understands that the leaves will return. You just have to wait until the proper season. Okay, but how does the tree know when to produce those leaves? Who programmed that specific behavior? If your explanation is chemicals colliding at random, the end result is anything but randomness. The trees know exactly when the leaves should return.
5. Who taught the bees where to go for honey?
The spring season features pollination. That is one of the causes for seasonal allergies. Pollen everywhere. How do the bees know what to do? Who told them to go to the flowers? Why do they take only a little bit from each one?
Madhukar Mahasarpo Lokesmino Gurutmo. Vairagyam paritoshan cha prapta yachiksha vayam.
Quote, the bee and the python are two excellent spiritual masters who give us exemplary instructions regarding how to be satisfied by collecting only a little and how to stay in one place and not move. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.13.35.
These are only a few questions out of countless which point to the presence of God. Bhagavad Gita provides more specifics. Sri Krishna is the source of remembrance and forgetfulness. He is the one doing the programming. He has programmed the various aspects of nature to behave as they do at his own discretion. The person who only takes is a kripana, a miser. The wise person should inquire into the source of such gifts of nature. They should send appreciation up the chain, to as far up as their understanding of the process goes.
Sarvayonishu konte murtaya sambhavanti yaha tasa brahma mehad yonir aham bija pradha pita.
Quote, it should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 14.4.
We are not left to mere speculation. We have the complete picture from Shastra. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the seed-giving father. The material nature comes from him. Those who are surrendered to him no longer have to live within the material jurisdiction or suffer repeated births and deaths. In closing, flowers blossoming on trees, towards the pollen go the bees. Massive structure from a seed points to pre-programming indeed. Doing more than just taking, appreciation up the chain making. That from the single source has come, Sri Krishna, the benefactor one.